Begin the Karan Tav, Masech the Shabbos, Daf Lamed Alf. Begin Amed Alf. Begin with Taisa de Ramaschot, as begins the words of the Gemara, Shehim Rezeh Zeh, which Taisa is coming to explain the halachic parameters of the laws of Asmachta. That is, the Gemara brought the story with two people that made a bet amongst each other that whoever's going to get Hill upset is going to give his friend the 400 Zuz. So Taisa says it's very much related that Dini Asmachta, the laws of Asmachta, which is an exaggerated guarantee, where a person guarantees something exaggerated to his friend where he really relies that he's not going to have to, is mefurish b'makom acher, is explicit somewhere else, b'metzia daf ayin dalem and aleph, where there are certain situations where he becomes obligated, certain situations where he's not obligated. And that is because seemingly over here in this situation, it was an asmachta, because really he was confident that he's not going to have to pay, that he's not going to lose the bet. And here it sounds like that actually the one who lost was actually obligated to pay, because that was his complaint that he said to Hill, I lost 400 zuz because of you. Now, Taisa Babitzia brings the opinion of Rashi that Mesachei Bukuvi, these types of gambling, is not called Asmachta, because the person's not really relying that he's for sure going to win, and therefore, and in spite of that, he obligates himself. Taisa over there brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that since a person wants to acquire if he's going to win, so therefore he also makes up he's going to pay if he's going to lose. But then Taisa brings that, actually Rabbeinu Tam retracts, and therefore in Seva Yasha he amends not Shehim Rezezeh, but rather Shehiknu Zeh Lozeh, because actually he would not be Chayiv, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam amends it to be Shehiknu Zeh Lozeh, and that's what Taisa alluding to will be here, where this will depend on the laws of Asmachta regarding this bet that they made one with the other. Ksiv next Taisa Demaschot begins the words of the Gemara, Emunas Zeh Seh Dizroim. Chase explains what's the drasha. That is, the Gemara brought the pasuk of "Vahayim Munas Yitecha Ches Nirshuas Chachmas V'Das." With that, those six words allude to the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, and the Munas is said this rhyme. So different than Rashi's interpretation. Taisa brings Mefarsh B'Yerushalmi. What's the why is said this rhyme that of plantation and its laws relate to Emuna? Shemaimin Bechay Olam, because the person who plants believes, has faith in the life of the worlds and the Creator, Vizarei, and he plants because he has faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be make successful regarding the plantation that he's done.